102.3 WBAB Double Shot Thursday. This is the first one from Van Halen. Roger and JP, it's 7:50.
I know you don't believe that. I know you don't believe that. What?
It is not age appropriate.
All right.
You know what I mean?
There's a situation with some dude. He's an autistic kid. He wants to bring his sister to the prom. I'll explain the whole thing to you after this tune. But you see what happens is the school districts hide behind, well, that's a rule, and the rule and you know. And if you're telling me that...
It's an odd situation. I've never heard of this situation before, but... Well, tell the people the
it's
story.
Not, yeah, and it's, we'll, it's the problem. Their problem is not with him bringing his sister.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
I'll tell you why next.
It's 102.3 WBAB, Long Island's number one rock station. Roger and JP, Double Shot Thursday. 2.3 WBAB... Long Island's only classic rock, Roger and JP, 7:54, Double Shot Thursday, sunny and in the 70s today.
Here's a problem. Clarksville, Tennessee.
Okay.
Autistic student left his high school prom in tears on Saturday because officials told him that his date, who was his sister, was too old to enter. The rule is that nobody over 20 is allowed to enter the prom.
I didn't know you could bring someone 20.
Now, listen, I get it.
Mm-hmm.
However, there are special circumstances.
Mm-hmm.
The school districts want to sit there and be a bunch of pussies and hide behind the rules.
Yeah.
And I think that sucks. This is an autistic kid.
I know.
Who wasn't going to go get a date on his own, wasn't going to be able to go do that.
Mm-hmm.
His sister was cool enough to take him to the prom so he could have that night. Do you know what I'm saying? These kids, they don't blend in. You know what I'm saying? They're always on the outside of things, right? He wanted to have his prom. He got his sister to go.
Right.
The school should have known to just shut up and let this thing happen.
Because
nobody in there, it wouldn't be a news story. Right. And nobody in there, none of the kids that were going to that prom, we're going to have a problem.
Maybe not them, but maybe them and maybe kids next year and kids in other high schools and their parents would be like, wait. You said nobody over 20. Now you let a kid bring a 24-year-old. Now I want to bring my 24-year-old kid,
would you
girlfriend
like,
or boyfriend.
Would you like your child to trade spots? If your child is autistic, we'll make the change for you, too. But until then...
But you have to treat everybody fairly, JP.
No, suck it. No. No, no,
everybody
no, no.
has to
That's
be
the problem.
Same.
Everybody hides behind the rules. Well, you know, the rule says, and so your rule says 20 years old, and you know, that's what the rule... I'm sorry.
I think in most cases, that was a good rule.
I didn't make the rules, but you got to follow the rules, because if there's no rules, then there's anarchy. Stop it. This is a kid who's autistic.
Mm-hmm.
Clearly got problems.
Sure.
Wanted to one night in his life feel like everybody else. And you turn him away at the door. The guy walks away crying because his sister's too old.
And the fault lays on all the people over the years who have complained and made it that way.
The fault lays on them and the school.
School maybe should
who
have
Who doesn't
some
have the balls to tell everybody to shut the F up.
But they can't because of how
they
things
can.
Are. That's the problem.
They can. Yeah. And then you know what happens? When somebody goes in and tries to sue the school, the judge then needs to turn around and say, if you don't understand, if you can't see the special circumstances here, then you're kid is too stupid to go to the prom too. Out.
I wish it all worked that way.
Sorry.
Oh God.
But they
in
hide
reality,
behind,
though, that's
they
what they have to do.
They hide behind the rules like a bunch of pussies. This
but
wasn't,
that's reality now.
This wasn't some other kid who just couldn't find a date to the prom and decided to bring... That's not what the case is here. And if you can't see the special circumstances, then I mean, come on.
Yeah. That's why they had to say no, because of all the people who would complain, and this is the world we're living in right now, which is a shame.
No, they had to say no because they have no balls. Strap on a set, for Christ's sake.
7:57, sunny, and in the 70s today, here's Ted.
On the yellow.
Lexus dealer for details.
102.3 WBAB, Roger and JP, just after 8 o'clock. The story of is of this autistic kid who wants to go to his prom.
Wanted to, with his
24-year-old sister.
They told him no, sent him home crying.
At the door.
Because he's autistic, and he took his sister.
And she's 24.
One night, he just wanted to feel like everybody else, and they sent the kid home. What a bunch of dicks.
Can't take someone over 20 is the rule, and they stuck to the rules.
Right.
Because you know what would happen after that if they let him in. It's the way things are right now, but it sucks. Good morning, BAB. Go ahead.
I agree with JP on that one. But next year, let's bring him back to the prom and get him a 19-year-old prostitute.
Yeah, that's funny. They would have been okay with that. This kid's father,
because the age was right.
This kid's father could have got him a 19-year-old hooker from Craigslist, and that would have been fine.
Right, she's under 20, JP.
That would have been fine.
I would have paid for it.
Yeah. That's true. If they stick to the age thing, that would have been good.
Yeah. Hookers under the age of 20. Right. All good.
Right.
All
good. Your sister at 24.
An autistic kid with his sister. Right. Nope. Nope. Rule says. It's the rules. Sorry, I don't make the rules.
It's Double Shot Thursday on 102.3 WBAB, Long Island's only classic rock. Roger and JP.
Sorry, kid. Prom's calls. New cell front should have told you. You know? Stupid. Eight.
WBAB, Double Shot Thursday. First one from Floyd. It's 8:05. I mean, it's an interesting case. It's sad. The kid, autistic high school kid, went to his prom. Was it this past weekend, I guess?
Yeah, he got turned away because...
And it took his 24-year-old sister.
Yeah. One day, the kid wanted to feel like everybody else, and they turned it upon. And here's one thing I'll say before you even get to this call. If somebody on the school board had an autistic son and wanted to take the sister to the prom and she was over the age of 20, that kid would have been at that prom.
Yeah.
That's a fact.
Or if they're autistic, they might have been more understanding of this situation.
And you know it.
Yeah. But rules are rules. Right. Nobody over 20. Good morning, BAB. Go ahead.
Yeah, good morning. Listen, everybody has to follow all the rules, right? And they can't make an exception for the kid. But meanwhile, these transgenders can use any bathroom they want, and everybody else has to deal with it.
I don't start comparing everything.
I'm not sure if those two tie together, but I understand your passion.
I see.
It makes sense. They're confused, and that's a mental thing. This guy's autistic. It's definitely a handicap.
Yeah, that's where they're going
to... For the poor kid.
Right, they'll stick to the age for that kid, but they won't stick to the sex for over here.
Right.
I see what you're saying. It's real basic stuff. That's true.
Hey, thanks. Take care, man.
Yeah, I mean, they're not the same, but I get what his point is as far as, like, sticking to basic rules for everybody. But
maybe
you got to look at cases.
Maybe if the group that represents autism spoke loud enough, they would have bent. You know what I'm saying? Like the transgender community's screaming, yelling really loud, so everybody's bending all over the place.
But then everybody's screaming, yelling.
But this kid didn't have a loud enough mouthpiece.
Yeah, he was just one kid at that time.
In order for it to happen.
Yep. 102.3 WBAB, Long Island's only classic rock. It's Double Shot Thursday. Second one from Floyd. It's 8:11, sunny, and in the 70s today. Well, I mean, this is in one way, it's a touching story. In another way, it's a sad story. But the school stuck to the rules is what happened with the autistic kid who wanted to bring his 24-year-old sister to the prom. Way too old, according to the age, but you can kind of understand what's going on there. But at the door, they decided to turn him away. Go ahead. You got something? Go ahead.
Yeah, I'm not defending it in any other way because I think it's a real dick move. But they did say if they asked permission before the prom, they probably would have let it go.
And this kid didn't?
The parents never asked permission. They all knew the rules about the 20-year-old thing, but the parents never came to the school district and said, is it okay?
So what?
I guess, I mean, I think that's a good point, but still, at the door, was it really a...
I totally agree.
You know? Yeah.
I hope the person who sent that kid and his sister home and had to watch that kid cry, I hope that person has to remember that for the rest of their life.
Hopefully they feel really bad.
And they probably will.
Yeah.
But the parents really should have, I mean, the story that I read is that the parents should have called.
Yeah, I don't know why they wouldn't.
What we want to do.
Yeah.
Because it probably didn't,
and then it would have been no problem.
Because you know what? How many parents know the rules of the prom?
Well, also he's bringing a 24-year-old sister. You know, just like here's what we'd like to do. He's autistic. Maybe they've asked for services. They probably have someone there they talk
maybe,
to.
Maybe the parents made the mistake of thinking that the people running the joint had common sense.
there's a mistake.
Yeah, thanks for the call.
Take care, man.
Or a soul, or...
Right.
But right away, they knee-jerk and react to what will happen if they let a 24-year-old in the future. Because then other people want to do it. So, and you see, this is the way we are right now. All right, it's 8:13.
I almost feel like you're okay with what they did.
I wouldn't say I'm okay with it, but I understand... Well, I think you even understand why. We've seen schools knee-jerk to stuff all the time.
Right.
Because they're sticking to the rules. And like... Why aren't you using your brain?
But nobody...
But it's because of what else we see go on all the time, and we talk about it. People suing for no reason or saying, well, he did it, so now I can do it. Can't you... Like, can't you look at this and say, I'm going to let that go one time and not worry about if my son can bring a 24-year-old girl? But nobody does that.
Whatever.
Things have changed.
You and I both know, I'll say it again, if one of the people that were running that show had an autistic child and was in that situation...
Right.
that kid's going to the prom with whoever the hell he wanted to take.
Yep. 8:14, Tad has traffic.